愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
好，请我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
第二章。
2 Corinthians 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
从十四节到十六节。
From verse 14 to 16.
感谢神。常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。十五节。
15.
因为我们在神的面前，无论在得救的人身上，或者灭亡人身上，都有基督馨香之气。十六节。
16.
在这等人就做死的香气，叫他死。在那等人就做火的香气，叫他火。这事谁能担得起呢？
Verse 14. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death, leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life, leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things?
这里保罗在提到他服侍神的体验。
Paul speaks of his experiences serving the Lord.
哥林多教会，是保罗服侍当中，一个对他来讲一个很大的考验。
The church in Corinth was the greatest test for Paul in his ministry.
但是在这个服侍当中，我们看可以看得出来，保罗的灵性非常的好。
But during his ministry there, we see Paul kept a good spirituality.
在这里他提到，他把基督的香气把它，释放出来。
Here Paul says that he diffuses the fragrance of Christ.
在最困难的地方，保罗显明了基督的香气。
In the most difficult and trying place, Paul was able to still diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
所以有时候我们在教会里面做圣工，当然工作本身是很重要。
So when we're doing holy work in church, although the work itself is important,
但是在做工作的过程，能够把基督的香气表现出来，这也是很重要。
But it's also very important that we can diffuse the fragrance of Christ in the process of doing holy work.
因为这代表我们的灵性。
Because this represents our faith or our spirituality.
这也是我们在世界上做工不太一样的地方。
And this is also a distinction between holy work and secular work.
我们在世界上做工，强调这个人的能力。
In secular work, we emphasize on a person's the talent or abilities.
只要你能够把工作做好，这个能力好就可以了。
It's sufficient as long as you can accomplish a certain task.
但是在教会做圣工，在做好的过程当中，还需要有灵性。
But when doing sacred work, not only does one need to do the job well, but also be filled with the great faith and spirituality.
那这个灵性就是这里所说的基督的香气。
And this spirituality is what is referred to here as the fragrance of Christ.
那在旧约圣经里面，这个香气，最少有两个功用。
In the Old Testament, the fragrance has two purposes.
那今天这两个功用也是告诉我们为什么服侍神需要有香气。
Today, these two purposes also tell us the importance of why we need to diffuse the fragrance of Christ while serving.
首先我们来看雅歌。
First, let's turn to Song of Songs, Songs of Solomon.
雅歌的第一章。
Songs of Solomon, chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏。 所以众童女都爱你。
Verse 3, because of the fragrance of your good ointment, your name is ointment poured forth, therefore the virgins love you.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4,
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Draw me away, we will run after you.
啊，王带我进入内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。
The king has brought me into his chambers, we will be glad and rejoice in you.
我们要称赞你的爱情，甚至称赞美酒。
We will remember your love more than wine.
他们爱你是理所当然。
Rightly do they love you.
啊，这个在提到众童女被吸引。
This passage records how the virgins are drawn to it.
在这个地方说啊，因为你的名好像倒出来的香膏。
Because here it says your name is like ointment poured forth.
哦，这个香膏就带有香气。
And this ointment gives off a fragrance.
哦，是会吸引人。
And it attracts people.
哦，那这个新郎啊，其实就是指着主耶稣。
So this groom here refers to the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，主耶稣有香气。
Lord Jesus has the fragrance.
哦，所以他的名是美的。
And therefore, his name is good. It's beautiful.
所以对主认识的人都会被吸引。
And so those who know the name of the Lord will be attracted by it.
那这个香气从哪里来？
But where does this fragrance come from?
香膏当然就是香料里面去挤所出来的。
And of course, the ointment, the fragrance comes from pressing of the ointment.
主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告。
When Lord Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这个客西马尼这个字本身就是他们在压橄榄的那个意思。
And the meaning of the Gethsemane is to press the olives.
哦，那橄榄放在一个榨橄榄的机器上，把它压，那个油就出来。
And when the olives are pressed in its machine, the olive oil comes forth.
在主耶稣的一生里面，祷告最迫切是在客西马尼。
The time when the Lord Jesus poured out his deepest prayer was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为他一生啊，这个时刻压力最大。
Because that was the most pressure-filled moment in his life.
因为他向神求这个苦杯能不能把它拿走。
And he asked the Lord to take away the bitter cup.
那个苦杯就是钉十字架。
And that bitter cup is the crucifixion.
那是肉体的苦，心灵的苦，灵性的苦。
And not only was it bitter physically, but also emotionally and spiritually.
就是在客西马尼园这个很大的压力下，我们看到主耶稣的香气。
Under the great pressure in the Garden of Gethsemane, are we able to see the fragrance of Christ diffused?
其实他没有罪，他不需要死。
He was sinless. He did not deserve to die.
但是因为要救人。
But in order to save humankind,
对，他必须要死。
He must be crucified.
所以在最困难的压力下，就看出他对人的爱是无条件。
And under this kind of circumstance, we can see his unconditional love for humankind.
所以有时候我们在服事当中，
So when we're serving,
遇到很大的困难。
We may encounter some difficulties.
这个困难有时候是事情，有时候是人际关系。
Sometimes difficulty is the task itself, and sometimes it lies with interpersonal relationships.
但是在最困难的时刻，常常是我们要显明我们香气的时候。
But under the most difficult or trying time is when we should actually diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
像那个香料这样把它压了，那个香膏才会出来。
Just as that ointment is pressed.And therefore, the fragrance can be diffused.
那我们身上有基督的香气。
We have the fragrance of Christ on us.
就让周围的人能够享受。
And we diffuse it so that others around us may be able to enjoy it.
那也会因为我们的服事吸引很多的人。
It may be from our servitude that we may attract people to Christ.
好像主耶稣他说。我死了，我要吸引万人来归我。
Just like Lord Jesus says that his death will attract many to belong to him.
因为他的死就是香气的散出。
Because his death is the beginning of fragrance being diffused.
所以要吸引人来归他。
And so it will attract many to follow him.
那他的死就是他对神的服事。
His death represents his service, his ministry to God.
所以 我们在服事当中把基督的香气散出来。
So during our service, our ministry, we also diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
那你就发现教会里面很吸引的。
And if we do so, we will find that church is very attractive to people.
有香气的地方当然吸引的。
A place where there's fragrance, of course, it would attract many people.
我们身上有基督的香气，我们的服事就吸引的。
If we have the fragrance of Christ on us, then our service, our work for the Lord can attract people.
所以教会的服事不是在表现个人的才华。
So the holy work in church is not to show off a person's skill or talent.
教会的服事是要显明基督的香气。
But rather it is to manifest the fragrance of Christ.
这是第一个，旧约时代香气是要吸引人。
This is the first purpose of the fragrance is to attract others.
第二个,
the second,
这个香气是要让神喜悦。
The fragrance is to please God.
好，我们看创世纪的第八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪的第八章。
Genesis 8.Genesis 8, verse 21.
从二十节看。
Let's start from verse 20.
挪亚为神筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。二十一节。
Verse 21.
神闻了那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因为人的缘故咒诅地。”也不再按着我才行的灭了各样的活物。
20, then Noah built an altar before the Lord, to the Lord, and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
第七章在讲挪亚进入方舟。
Chapter 7 describes how Noah entered into the ark.
然后大水来四十天毁灭当时的世代。
And the great flood came onto the earth for 40 days and 40 nights and destroyed the world at the time.
那第八章就讲挪亚出方舟。
Chapter 8 records how Noah exited the ark.
那出方舟第一件事情就是献祭。
And the first thing Noah did when he came out of the ark was to offer sacrifices.
那这个献祭当然就是把它杀死，然后把它烧掉。
And he killed the sacrificial animal and offered the burnt offerings.
那二十一节说，神闻了那馨香之气。
Verse 21 it records that the Lord smelled a soothing aroma.
就是我们献祭那个烧这个。祭物的香气
which is that aroma that comes from burning the burnt offerings.
神就不再咒诅地上。
And then the Lord relented from destroying every living thing in the earth.
所以这个香气达到神面前了。
So this aroma came before God and was remembered by God.
所以神就不再会用这个大水来毁灭世界。
And thus the Lord will not destroy the world with a flood again.
因着这个香气是能够得神喜悦的。
So this aroma, this fragrance, can please God.
是能够蒙神纪念的。
And it will be remembered by God.
所以在出埃及记里面在记载献祭。
In the book of Exodus, it records about offerings.
我们看出埃及记的二十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus 29.
二十九章的十八节。
Exodus 29 verse 18。
二十九章十八节。
Chapter 29 verse 18。
要把全羊烧在坛上，是给神献的燔祭，是献给神馨香的火祭。
18, and you shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord.
那第十五节说，其实献的这一头动物是公绵羊。
Verse 15, it says that it is one ram that was killed and offered.
然后要把它宰杀。
And they shall kill the ram.
好，然后十七节。
Verse 17.
要切成块。
They shall cut the ram in pieces.
好，就洗净五脏，啊，还有腿。
And wash its entrails and its legs.
好，然后把整个羊烧掉。
And then burn the entire ram.
啊，那这个是馨香的火祭。
This is a sweet aroma coming from the burnt offering.
所以人献祭得到神的喜悦，因为在献的时候有香气。
So when people offer burnt sacrifices, it pleases God, for the aroma is sweet to God.
其实这一头公羊就是代表主耶稣。
So this ram actually represents the Lord Jesus.
所以约翰福音在提到主耶稣来世界的时候，人说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
When in the book of John, when people saw the Lord Jesus, they say, "Look, the Lamb of God."
那希伯来书里面也提到。这个羔羊的血是比动物的血更美。
The Hebrews also records the lamb, the blood of the lamb is greater than the blood of other animals.
那这个献祭啊，要羊要没有残疾。
So the and for this sacrifice, the ram or must not have any defects.
啊，刚好一岁。
It must be 1 year old.
一岁发育的刚刚好。
And must be well developed for 1 year old.
不太嫩，也不太老。
And it's not too soft and not too old.
没有残疾就没有缺点。
And so it has no defects.
哇，这个是神喜悦的。
This is what is pleasing to God.
那主耶稣在被钉十字架。
So when Jesus was being crucified,
他是三十岁。
He was 30 years old.
他传道理传了三年，差不多三十三岁。
And he had ministered on the earth for about 3 years.
那我们知道三十三岁哦，肉体、心灵上都很成熟。
So Jesus was 33 years old at the time, and we know that physically and mentally, emotionally, he was mature.
这是非常好的一个年纪。
This is a very prime age.
不太年轻，也不太老。
It's not too young and not too old.
那主耶稣要钉十字架以前。
So before Lord Jesus was crucified,
经过两次的审判。
He went through two trials.
就是在检查这一头羊到底有没有缺点。
So they to examine whether this lamb had any defects.
找来找去说他没有罪，他没有缺点。
And they could not find any sin or any defects upon him.
所以这就是一个无一岁的没有残疾的羊。
So this represents the 1 year old lamb or ram without any defects.
那钉在十字架上，这就是献燔祭。
And being crucified on the cross represents the burnt offering.
那这个香气是神喜悦的。
And this aroma is sweet and pleasing to the Lord.
所以就因为这个羔羊，所以救恩就为我们打开来。
So because of this Lamb of God, the door of salvation was open.
所以在旧约时代啊，献祭就是这个香气来蒙神喜悦。
So in the Old Testament, to offer the burnt offering was to offer the sweet aroma that is pleasing to the Lord.
那我们今天在服侍神。
So today, as we are serving God,
也是在献祭。
We also offer sacrifices.
跟主耶稣一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
在献祭。
We are offering sacrifice.
那献什么？
But what are we offering?
不只是献钱而已。
We're not only offering our money.
到最后跟主耶稣一样，就是献我们自己。
In the end, we are like Christ in that we offer ourselves.
那如果我们跟主一样，
If we are like Lord Jesus,
没有残疾,
without any kind of blemish or defects,
神看起来很贵重,
and God sees us as noble and valuable,
那这个香气, 我们献上去服侍神, 这个香气就会蒙神喜悦, 蒙神纪念。
Then when we serve others and offer up this sacrifice, this sweet aroma will be pleasing to God and will be remembered by God.
所以我们来看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以实的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们侍奉，乃是理所当然。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
就说将身体当活祭献给神。
Here it says, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
就跟旧约那个羔羊一样，就会有香气，就蒙神喜悦纪念。
Just like the ram in the Old Testament, so that it can give off the sweet aroma and be remembered by God. And that is why in verse 1 it says acceptable to God.
那这个羊啊,
this lamb cannot be, must be without any blemish. It must be holy. Just like the Lord Jesus, it must be without sin. So how do we do this? Verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world.
那要心力更新而变化,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
这个心力更新变化到最后就是跟主耶稣一样。
When the transforming of the renewing of our mind in the end will lead us to be like Christ.
那这我们这条羊啊，在神看起来就是很完全的，是蒙神喜悦的。
And then we as this lamb can be whole and complete and be pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以我们在做圣工啊，最重要的不只是工作。
So when we're doing holy work, what's important is not only the work itself.
我们里面的心意更新的变化。
But we must be constantly transforming and the renewing of our mind.
我们的观念、做法没有被世界同化。
That our perception, our concepts and our views must not be conforming to the world.
那这样啊，我们的奉献就是火祭。
In this way, our service, our sacrifice is like a burnt offering, and the sweet aroma will go up and to please God.
所以在旧约时代，当提到这个香气，有两个来源。
In the Old Testament, when they mention about the aroma, there are two sources for this aroma. The first, it comes from the ointment.
这需要挤压。
It must be pressed so that the aroma can come forth.
这样会吸引人。
And it will attract others.
第二个是动物要焚烧。
Secondly, animals must be burnt.
那这样香气才会出来。
And then the aroma will be diffused.
使它蒙神纪念。
So that God will be pleased and will remember the sacrifice.
那我们现在回来看哥林多后书第二章。
Now let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
2
Corinthians chapter 2. 14.
说感谢神率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那认识基督而有的香气。
Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
这里说认识基督而有的香气。
Here it says the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
所以这个香气是从认识主耶稣来的。
So this fragrance comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们就可以看到，真的教会的服事不只是工作本身。
We can see from this that the work, holy work, does not lie only in the work itself.
我们在做圣工的同时，不断的去。
But as we're doing sacred work, we must at the same time come to know God.
这样我们在服事才有香气能够跑出来。
In this way, when we're serving, the fragrance can be diffused.
能够蒙神喜悦。
And it can be pleasing to God.
25节。
Verse 5:15.
我们在神面前，无论在得救人身上或灭亡神身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
这里说得救人就是保罗传福音，他接受了，在这个人身上啊，保罗有香气。
Here the ones who are being saved are the ones whom Paul preached to, and they accepted Christ and has received the fragrance of Christ.
今天来讲就是在教会里面，我们都得救。
Today, these refer to the saved people in the church, the believers in the church.
通过我们的服事，让人能够感受基督的香气。
That through our service in the ministry, others can come and smell the fragrance of Christ.
那下面说，在灭亡人身上也有基督的香气。
The latter part says, and among those who are perishing.
那个灭亡人是什么？就不信的。
So the perishing refers to those who do not believe.
所以在我们带领人来信主，这个还没有信的人，这个人还没有信，都是灭亡的人。
So before we bring a person to know Christ, they are unbelievers, and therefore they are perishing.
啊，那在他们身上啊，也有这个，也在他们面前呢，表明我们的香气。
So before them, we shall also present the fragrance of Christ.
啊，啊，使他们能够哦来认识。
So that they may come to know Christ Jesus.
所以人还没有认识耶稣以前,
So before a person knows God,
一般人要信主都要先看人。
Most of the time, before one comes to believe, they observe the people who are already believers.
所以你看慕道者他为什么会继续来?
So why do you see some truth seekers that continue to come?
他一定会讲一件事情,我觉得你们教会人很好。
They often comment that I think the people in your church are good people.
我感觉到你们教会啊，里面大家很和睦。
I feel that there is a harmony in this church.
很有爱心。
And much love.
所以他才会继续来。
And that's why they keep continuing to come.
那这个很和睦，很有爱心，这个就是基督的香气。
So this harmony and this love, this is the fragrance of Christ.
那不管道理多好。
It doesn't matter how good the message may be.
救恩真的是在这里。
But the salvation is truly here.
在一个人还没有认识神之前。
Before a person has come to know God.
还没有跟神建立关系以前。
Before he has established a relationship with God.
如果他看到周围的人，他感觉不到基督的香气。
If he looks at the people around him, those who are already believers, and he does not feel the fragrance of Christ.
他就没有办法被吸引。
Then he cannot be attracted to this, the church.
因为神看不见啊。
Because he does not see God.
那如果看到周围的人跟外面的人一样，他为什么会来？
If he sees the people around him are just like those in the world, why would he, what is the reason for him to continue staying?
那就是因为来教会觉得，这里人跟外面不一样。
He comes to church because he feels that people in church, the believers, are different from the people of the world.
他就会想为什么不一样?
And he will begin to ponder why are they different.
他们也在公司上班啊。
They are also working in society.
他们也在学校读书啊。
They are also studying in the schools.
他们也有他们的工作。
They also have their jobs.
那为什么这一群人不一样?
So why is this group of people different?
他会有好奇。
And they begin, curiosity begins to intrigue them.
就会把这一群人的香气跟他所敬拜的神连在一起。
And they will associate this fragrance that they have observed with the God whom everyone that the church is worshiping.
一定是这个神很好。
And they will conclude that it must be that the God they worship is good.
所以这里的人才很好。
And thus, the people who are here are good.
所以我们教会要吸引人哦，这个整个环境要让人觉得来到这里有基督的香气。
So in order for our church to attract people, we must provide an environment that gives off the fragrance of Christ to others.
那这是第一步要吸引人。
This is the first step in attracting others.
那我们如果再深一点，那基督的香气是什么？
So if we take it a step further, what exactly is the fragrance of Christ?
16节。
Verse 16.
在这等人就做死的香气叫他死，在那等人就做活的香气叫他活。
To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life.
所以原来啊，基督的香气可以分作两种。
And so the fragrance of Christ, from here we see it can be divided into two kinds.
第一个是死的香气。
The first is the aroma of death.
那这个死的香气代表什么?
What does the aroma of death represent?
死是什么?
What is death?
死就是牺牲。
Death is a sacrifice.
那牺牲从哪里来?
But where does the sacrifice come from?
牺牲从爱里面来。
It comes through love.
这个就是香气。
So this is the fragrance.
因此,对一种人,我们需要有主耶稣那种牺牲的精神。
So to some people, we need to have the sacrificial spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是死的香气。
This is the aroma of death.
所以有时候我们看到有的慕道者，我们看到有的信徒开车很远去看他，有的生病去医院住院，常常去看他，这个就是 死的香气，牺牲。
So we see this aroma of death manifested when members go afar to visit truth seekers or go to hospitals to visit truth seekers or brothers or sisters that have fallen ill.
有一个慕道朋友。
There was a truth seeker, seeking friend.
心脏开刀, 住到医院。
He had open heart surgery and he was hospitalized.
他说那个病房里面啊，很多人来访问。
And many members came to visit him in the church.
那个护士就有一点好奇。
And the nurse working there was a little curious.
就问他说，哎，那一群人到底是谁？
And she was asking, who are that group of people?
你真的这么多家人吗？
Do you really have that many relatives?
他说不是啊，那个是我们教会。
And he says, no, actually, those are members in my church.
哎，结果那个护士问他说，那你的教会是什么教会？
And then the nurse asked him, well, what kind of church is your church? She says, because I don't see this kind of a phenomenon in our church. So later on, that nurse came to seek the truth in our church. This is indeed wonderful. And actually, everyone has a working job, and so they are also tired during the day, throughout the day. And they have a lot of responsibilities to fulfill.
这个就是牺牲，就是香气。
And we see that so many people yet took the time out to visit that sick brother, we can see their sacrificial spirit.
所以连那个护士都闻到这个香气就来了。
And so in sense, they gave off, they diffused the fragrance of Christ, which that nurse working there smelled.
这个是真人真事啊，在加州发生。
And this is a true story that happened in Southern California.
所以这个死就代表牺牲。
So death represents sacrifice.
第二个
，second，
这个死就是代表自我的一种舍弃、否定。
And secondly, the death also refers to denying ourselves.
这个也是一种香气。
This is also a fragrance.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，我们人跟人在一起啊，有时候就是因为这个自我太强，人跟人合不来。
Oftentimes, we may find that people, when they're trying to get along, they have too strong of a self-will, and therefore, they cannot get along.
能力很强，但是因为自我太强，人跟人合不来。
They're very capable and strong-willed, and therefore, they're unable to get along.
哎，但是有时候我们在教会里面发现啊，有的在社会上能力也很强。
But in the church, we often observe, although some members, they have great they have a great capabilities in the society. Some have become general managers in their companies.
哎，但是在教会里面，大家都很客气。
But then in the church, everyone is very respectful and polite to each other.
所以这个团队能够合起来。
And so this group can be united.
那以前在公司都是在带领人啊。
And in the company, they are the leaders of their
company. 哎，但是在教会里面，他愿意被带领。
But in the church, they are willing to be led.
这个不简单。
This is not something easy to do.
这个是香气。
This is the giving off the fragrance.
就是这个，像主耶稣讲的，要舍己。
Just like Lord Jesus says that we must deny ourselves.
那你来跟从我。
And follow him.
那这样你才能做我的门徒。
And in that way, we can become his disciples.
那这个死还有一个就是，对这个人的这个名啊，已经死。
And death also has another meaning in that it already puts to death the fame or status of a person.
今生的骄傲，这是世界的一部分。
The pride of life is a part of this world.
所以为什么人会拼？
So why do people work so aggressively?
常常是为着名。
Oftentimes for fame.
你不要给他钱，你给他挂一个名，他都会拼到死。
Even if you don't give them any money, but you give them a fame,and status, they will work till their death.
所以有一个弟兄很少到教会来，退休以后把他挂一个福伦社社长，很忙啊，自己出钱很忙啊。
And there was a brother who rarely come to church, and then he was able, he had received the title of some kind of manager.
他就很忙啊。
And then so he kept himself really busy because of that.
但是我们到教会里面来，就发现这一群人，他也不是为着名。
But we come to church and we observe this group of people, they do not work for any kind of fame.
那做很多好事，但不要人知道。
They do a lot of good works without anyone knowing.
这个到底为什么？
Why is this?
这个就是香气。
This is diffusing the fragrance of Christ.
我们看马可福音第七章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7。
二十四节。
Mark 7 verse 24。
耶稣从那里起身，往推罗西顿的境内去，进了一家，不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。
From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden.
这里说主耶稣不愿意人知道。
Here it records that Lord Jesus did not want anyone to know it.
因为他来世界上不是为名，他只是要救人。
Because he came to this world not for fame, but rather to save others.
所以他不愿意人知道。
And so he did not want others to know.
我们今天服侍神也是这样，我们只希望把工作做好，神的名得到荣耀，这样而已。
Today, that's the same attitude we should take in doing holy work.And that we only want to accomplish the work so that God can be glorified.
所以很多人真的是不愿意人知道。
So a lot of people do the work and they wish others will not know about it.
那下面说却隐藏不住。
But it records in the latter part that he could not be hidden.
为什么隐藏不住？
Why could he not be hidden?
因为他能力太大。
Because his power was too great.
鬼都服了他。
Even the demons obey him.
死人都可以复活。
The dead will arise.
所以隐藏不住。
So he could not be hidden.
这个就是香气。
This is the fragrance of Christ.
一个有实力的人，但是他的表现是这么谦卑。
A person who has such great abilities, yet is so humble.
这个就是香气。
This is the fragrance.
这就是我们今天服侍神的香气。
This is the fragrance that we should have today in serving God.
所以，回到哥林多后书。
So let's return back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
这的人就做了死的香气，叫他死。
To the
第二章的十六节啊。
To the one we are the aroma of death, leading to death.
因此有的人呢，就是需要死的香气，叫他死。
And so some need the aroma of death.Leading to death.
那有的人就是要做活的香气，叫他活。
But others, the aroma of life, leading to life.
主耶稣把神的美德活出来。
Lord Jesus manifested all the virtues of God.
主耶稣充满着神的爱。
He was filled with the love of God.
真的把他活出来。
And he had manifested it in his life.
所以他到拿撒勒的家。
So when he went to the house of the Nazareth,
主耶稣就哭了。
Jesus wept.
大家看了觉得，啊，这个人何等大的爱心。
When he went to the house of Lazarus, he wept, and many people saw that he had such great love.
那在保罗在哥林多教会啊，他说，你看第二章的第四节。
If we look at chapter 2, verse 4, and Paul in the church in Corinth.
我先前心里难过，多多痛苦，流泪写信给你们。
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears.
保罗的眼泪啊，是很有力量的。
Paul's tears were very powerful.
当他看到哥林多教会的问题，
When he saw the problems that arose in the Corinth church,
他爱他是何等的恳切。
He earnestly made a plea to them.
他爱哥林多教会是何等的恳切。
His love for the Corinthian church was very earnest.
所以为他们多多流泪。
And therefore he wept many tears for them.
常常代祷。
And he often interceded for them.
这个就是把主的爱活出来。
And this is to live out the fragrance of Christ.
这个就是香气。
This is the fragrance.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到弟兄姊妹祷告这么迫切，你为什么祷告这么迫切？
So sometimes we see brothers and sisters praying so hard, so earnestly in church, and we wonder why they are doing so.
因为哪一个弟兄没有来啊？
Because a certain brother couldn't make it to church today.
为他祷告。
And so therefore we're praying for him.
哪一个弟兄生病？
Or a brother is sick.
我为他祷告。
And we're praying for him.
哪个弟兄忧郁症？
Or another brother or sister has depression.
为他祷告。
We're praying for him or her.
这个就是香气。
This is the fragrance.
爱的香气。
This is the fragrance of love.
会让人感动。
It will move others.
原来这群人祷告这么迫切，不是因为他有什么需要。
So these people pray so hard, not because of their own needs.
是他为着别人的需要。
But rather they're praying for the needs of others.
这个就是爱。
This is love.
这个教会会吸引人。
And this kind of church will attract many.
这个就是我们服侍神所需要的香气。
This is the kind of fragrance we need when serving others.
是神。喜悦我们的服事。
It is, God will be pleased with the service.
是人在我们身上闻到基督的香气。
and that others will can smell the fragrance of Christ in our service,
进一步来追求神,
and we'll take it a step further to pursue God.
Let us
sing him.
436首,
let us sing him 436.